Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about all they have to offer at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. There is fire danger everywhere because of obvious reasons with our dry conditions out there. So be careful. Some dramatic pictures of that fire from Bismarck yesterday were pretty phenomenal, especially if you were on the campus of the University of Mary. Incredible. And some precautionary evacuations and whatnot. Just another, again, good reminder to be quite careful out there today. All right. With Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God, I am Scott Hammond. Happy Tuesday to you, sir.
Happy Tuesday to you. Yeah, right about now that name Cave Fire after yesterday. Wow, that was something.
It's just your constant reminder to be vigilant, right?
Yes.
Whenever you hear Cave Fire, right there, 550 Cave Fire.
Exactly. Yeah. And for gosh sakes, don't flick a cigarette butt out your window. How many smokers do you know that just routinely do that?
All-time top five pet peeves. And very, you know, I have this overwhelming urge every time I see somebody flicking a cigarette out, no matter whether there's a fire danger or not, to just pull up alongside them and look at them and give them that kind of, you know, where you throw your hands up and you just go, really? Really?
Yeah.
You just think that's okay to just, you know.
I mean, is there a car made that doesn't have, well, I guess cars these, you know, of later kind of phasing out ashtrays and cigarette lighters. Oh, they're not cigarette lighters now, they're power sockets. Okay.
If you have that little disregard. But, my favorite is the, you know, the not even the ones that aren't even, you know, they haven't even taken the time to put out. They're still lit. Flick them out. It's just unbelievable.
I mean, cars have something you can, and if your car doesn't for some reason, then get some sort of receptacle or something, an old pop can or something. But yeah,
I think the relative
humidity in the teens, you can't afford, you might be the one to start the next, you know, multi-zillion acre wildfire.
Ooh. Name me especially now, with this fire danger, name me a better pet peeve than that, ladies and gentlemen. I give this my pet peeve challenge to you. It is right there at the top of my list. I've often thought it'd be a good use of the radio airwaves, for you to be able to call in the license plate number of vehicles you see. So in other words, saw a white Chevy pickup license plate, KFYR550.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. That's not quite mine. Yeah, it is mine. I don't smoke. You know what? Heaven help somebody if the guy behind you has a dash cam and catches you. You're going to be on YouTube, guaranteed.
Maybe if we shamed them a little, then it would stop. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Especially now. So it's a good time to bring up that pet peeve. Okay, if you've got a better pet peeve, I'm all for it today. Let us have it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me tell you what we have in the way of guests today on the program. The Senior Director for Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau is going to join us today on the program to talk about something that will be voted on for the first time in 10 years in Congress this week. The death tax repeal. How about that? Here's the deal. If this gets enough votes in the House, it'll have a shot at getting on the congressional calendar over there in the Senate and might actually have to go to the president. Obviously, getting him to sign something like that, giving his insatiable appetite for tax revenue, not likely, but it would be a good thing. So we're going to talk about that and the chances. It's a big deal for farmers and ranchers handing down that estate from a farm from generation to generation, and the pounding of taking taxes. So it's double taxation. It's a bad deal. We're going to talk about that. So should the death tax go, and what are the chances will be a vote in the House? We'll talk about that. Also, coming up in our 10 o'clock hour today, University of Mary joins us a couple times a month for conversations that I call just outside the box. So it's not your usual topics. And we're going to spend some time today with some of the pros at the University of Mary talking about athletics and virtue. Do they go together? Some of the questions we will tackle today on the program, and I'm really looking forward to it. What's the purpose of athletics? You know, some people have a hard time. Well, what, you know, you're an academic institution. Why are you doing athletics? Why do you spend so much time and money and effort on athletics? How does that enhance the education of the student? College age, or for that matter, even younger. What is it that, you know, you're trying to do when it comes to athletics? What are the benefits of athletics in the big picture? Are they good or a bad influence on students? What about the Dennis Rodmans of the world, or, you know, at football concussions, or, you know, the sort of look at me, you know, perspective that comes out of it. So those are questions we'll tackle today. Got a great all-star panel led by the athletic director at the University of Mary, Roger Thomas. He'll join us with the team from UMary today on the program. So stay tuned for that. A couple of coaches, too. And Jerome Richter. So that'll be fun. That'll be in our 10 o'clock hour today. One of those two times a month where we just take some time to shut off the headlines and look at a big picture issue. And I really want your participation on it today on the program. Marco Rubio is the latest presidential candidate to throw his hat in the ring. Any Rubio fans out there? Tell me if you think Marco Rubio is going to be the nominee. And if not him, who? Because now officially we have Rubio in the race. We have before him Rand Paul in the race. Ted Cruz, the first to officially go. This is sort of, you know, goofy because, you know, Scott Walker is going to be a presidential candidate, although he's not officially announced yet, right? Jeb Bush raised a pile of money. He's going to be a presidential candidate. Ben Carson looks as though, you know, he's got enough groundswell of support from folks that he's in. Mike Huckabee taking another run at it. Rick Santorum is in, just spending some time again in Iowa last week and stoking that fire. So he's in. And here's the poll. And the quick poll here. Let's talk a little bit about this with Rubio in and Hillary in. And by the way, Marco Rubio, I thought, did a great job with his announcement address dealing with, because all of these GOP candidates are basically saying, I'm the one to beat Hillary, right? Because the Democratic nomination is pretty much a one-person contest. I mean, even Joe Biden, the sitting VP, hasn't said whether he's going to run or not, and he's being dismissed. So it's kind of a foregone conclusion. So it's, you know, how do you match up against her? And I thought he did a pretty good job in his announcement address. I'll play it in a moment. You can agree or disagree. But Scott Walker, latest poll on us, Fox News poll, Scott Walker leading the pack with 15%. Jeb Bush at 12%. Ben Carson at 11%. Ted Cruz at 10%. Mike Huckabee at 10%. Rand Paul at 9%. And the newcomer to the race, Marco Rubio, at 8%. Having said that, it's all pretty much meaningless at this point, as you can tell. I mean, the front runner's at 15%. I mean, there's a crowded field, so it's really hard to gauge much out of that at all. But who do you like and why? What do you think of Rubio? And who do you like and why? Tell me your thoughts at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's that contrast between Hillary Clinton and Marco Rubio.
I'm running for president.
After months of deliberation and prayer about the future of our country, I have come here tonight to make an announcement on how I believe I can best serve.
Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday.
Who would that be? Huh?
Began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Yesterday is over.
Whoa!
So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote.
We must change the decisions we are making by changing the people who are making them.
And I hope you'll join me on this journey.
That is why tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
All right, how do you do? That was the second biggest applause line when, he obviously it's a room full of his supporters, so you expect that to be the case. But how'd you like the line that got the second biggest applause? Yesterday is over. Factual statement, Todd. Yesterday is over,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, we can officially say today yesterday is over. But obviously in the context of trying to talk about a presidential candidate on the other side of the political spectrum that he'd be facing, it brought the house down. They like that. Yeah. I thought he did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Fairly impressive presidential candidate debut. What'd you think? Kenny says, did Hillary announce with an email? I must have missed it. Or maybe someone deleted it. There's a little bit of humor in that.
Not sure. Check the junk mail.
Wes says, still waiting for someone that has experience governing and not legislating. We don't need a legislator-in-chief. We need a commander-in-chief. Mary Jo says, agreed. Walker Rubio. She's willing to give him the second post there. Greg says, Rand Paul for president. Rubio would be another Obama. Walker would be my second choice. Bill says, Hillary for president. We don't need a Republican. Johnny says, Cruz 2016. Jill says, this is going to be a long 18 months. And Kenny says, yeah, well, it's been a long 6 years. Who do you like and why? Let us know. And you're a Rubio fan? 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Definitely need a governor as president, says one listener, which, by the way, I would agree with. Let's see. We need a governor as president. Take a look at how the Senate actually works, the little amount they get done. They negotiate among themselves, whereas a governor has to negotiate with both parties, House, Senate. Compare the job description of a governor versus a senator and then tell me who would make a better president. Yeah, I hear you. Kathy in Ledgerwood, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hello.
My pick for Republican candidate would be Scott Walker because of his experience in Wisconsin. He's had his feet to the fire. He's been recalled twice. He's been able to fight back and recover from those attacks from big union. He's pulled Wisconsin back from the brink of financial collapse by his policy and his ethics. And by that experience, I think he would make an awesome president. That's what I have to say.
Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate your take. John in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we can't afford to have a Democrat as president. This $18 trillion plus is going to have to be paid back. I don't think it's right mortgaging the future of the next however many generations to when we got to pay it back. I think Obama's trying to do the same thing Reagan did to the Soviets. He's trying to break us.
Who in the field, John, is best positioned, in your mind, to beat Hillary Clinton, to prevent what
you
worry about?
I don't really know who's the best. I like Cruz. I like Rubio. I like Scott Walker. I think I like most of them.
You know, I think it's impossible. It's a good point, John, because, you know, you're saying I like a little of this, I like a little of that. I'm the same way. I really am. I mean, Scott Walker impresses me for the reasons the earlier listener pointed out about being a governor. I think that's important. You know, otherwise you end up just, you know, like our current president, who's never run or done anything, and it shows, right? So you need somebody that's actually been a chief executive, rolled up the sleeves, got things done, rather than debated. Jeb Bush would fall into that category. Mike Huckabee would.
I don't care for Jeb Bush.
What don't you like about Jeb Bush?
You know, I can't really put my finger on it. I don't really care for him.
Is it the fact that he's a Bush?
That might have something to do with it, yes, sir.
Yeah, because I think that's part of it. You know, he's actually the most conservative of either his father or his brother, the former president. But I know because of his immigration stand, mostly. That isn't really known. I like Jeb Bush. I think he's got a good record. I just what I worry about is whether people are going to yawn and say, you know, and not be inspired. We need to have the vast majority of conservatives walk on broken glass, fired up, right?
I agree.
And quite honestly, that ought to come regardless of what you know, who the nominee is. But it would be because of the potential of just, you know.
All these liberals got to do, all these Democrats got to do is think of Detroit and Chicago, Philadelphia, the state of California, New York. Think about what they're like. And then how about Greece? Think of the austerity program they're on. It's better for us to put ourselves on an austerity program than it is to have the World Bank and our lenders put us on an austerity program like Greece is.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you for your passion. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Two questions. Flicking cigarettes out the window. Where would that rank on your pet peeve list? Name me something worse as a pet peeve than that, especially with the fire danger we find ourselves with right now. Okay? Second of all, we have another GOP presidential candidate in Marco Rubio joining Rand Paul and Ted Cruz as the officially announced candidates. Obviously, others will be in the mix as well. What do you think of Rubio? And if not him, who? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go to Carrington. Call that came in during the break here.
Hi, Scott. It's John from Carrington. Today is the day that they're voting out a committee that Corker Menendez bill to keep the Congress and Senate involved with this crazy deal they're trying to do with Iran. We can't let these people get a bomb. People who think it's a good deal to strap a bomb to your kid and let them go blow themselves up, and it's a great thing. Can you imagine what they'll do when they've got a nuke to be able to do that? for anybody who thinks they will not use it, they're just plain dumb. You need to call Senator Heitkamp, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and thank her for her co-sponsorship of the Corkerman and this bill, and ask her to please continue to resist the pushback that they are getting from the Obama administration. Like her or not, she's done the right thing on this bill, as long as she sticks to her guns and keeps voting yes for it. Thanks, Scott.
John, thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions and or comments as well today on that or any other issue. Welcome it. All right, let's see here. A few more Facebook comments on the question of Mario Rubio's presidential announcement speech and how he did and who you like. Let's see here. Common Sense with Ben Carson, says Drew. Ben Carson is an amazing individual. Read a couple of his books, and he really is. You look at his career and what he's done, and just the intellectual that he is, the way he thinks, pretty phenomenal. Non-traditional candidate. I think a non-traditional candidate is probably going to have a hard time getting the nomination, but he'll contribute something to this race, no question about it. Thanks for the contribution, Drew. Kurt Bismarck.
Hey, Brian, I like your pet peeve. It drives me nuts. I'm a rancher, and I also smoke myself. I have a cigar once in a while, and I'm not a non-smoking guy. But anybody that's foolish enough, I can't even come up with the right adjective over the radio.
Oh, good. So it drives you to distraction, too? Like, it makes you crazy? It just makes me flat-out nuts.
I'd be honest with you. I hate to admit this. I actually followed a guy to the Bismarck Airport about a week ago, and he threw a cigarette out at a guy's farm place south of Mandan. I followed him all the way to the Bismarck Airport, nearly got myself thrown in jail, but it just drove me nuts. The guy had about probably 50 haystacks maybe 100 yards away from where he threw that cigarette out.
Oh.
It just drives me nuts. How can people do that, for crying out loud? I have so many reasons not to do it, I can't even list it.
I'm with you. And there has to be some way for people to realize how ridiculous that is. It just is.
Scott, teach me some. I should know this. I'm familiar with the code. Is there a misdemeanor on that or something?
Yeah, I would assume it's a misdemeanor. Sure, that'd be littering, just like anything else. I mean, you're seen doing it. I don't know how often law enforcement actually acts on it.
It ought to be jacked up. It ought to be jacked up.
There you go. Kurt, thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The question is not which Republican you would vote for and support. The question is which Republicans would you not support or vote for. In my case, I will not vote for Chris Christie or a Bush. And I won't vote for a Bush because the presidency is not an hereditary title.
Thanks for the call. Welcome to comments at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you our Tuesday broadcast of What's On Your Mind, and we're going to chat with a Farm Bureau expert, actually, here about the Death Tax Repeal Act of 2015, which actually will get a vote for the first time in 10 years in Congress this week. How about that? So we'll talk about that in a moment. Get Lloyd and Botno in here on the pet peeve that we were just chatting about related to the fire danger that's out there. Right now, though, I want to tell you about my friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. What do they have? Well, if you need advice on the right part for your car, they have that. They employ certified ASE counter professionals to answer your questions and help you find the right part for your vehicle. They have that. Heedalls has it. Parts and accessories, engines, windshields, bumpers. I mean, they have it, okay? You know what else they have? They have the pros. They have the experts. They have the people. That's the secret weapon. Folks like Mike Kurtz out there at the Sydney location of Heedalls. And he started actually in the Hettinger store in 1976, grew up in Leffer. And went out to Sydney a few years later. So pretty amazing, really, when you think about it. And told me about his first car. We always ask the Heedalls pros about their first car because more often than not, they're car guys. They just aren't. He had a Galaxy 500. How about that? Had a 64 Ford two-door hardtop, too, which was kind of cool. The Galaxy 500. I absolutely love those. And I think he told me his is in Medora now. The original owner bought it back from him and put it at the Medora Car Show now. So isn't that cool? I love it. I really do. And the Culvert Savage, there's towns all around there that, he's telling me he gets around a lot of the area communities around Sydney and gets to hear about basketball games and, volleyball games and knows the people out there. And, again, you walk into Heedalls, you're going to find somebody who's been there a long time. They get involved with their customers. The customer's not just a number. You get to know their name. In some cases, third generation, folks that have been coming through the doors. Isn't that pretty cool? That's absolutely amazing. So, and again, he's ASE certified too. So Mike and the team at the Heedalls location in Sydney. Mike Kurtz, say hi to him for him. Ask about that Galaxy 500, 64 Ford, two-door hardtop, if you get a chance to stop in there. And Heedalls has it. They do at all their locations. Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana, as well as Western, all of North Dakota, for sure. Okay, let's see here. Who we have? Don in Bismarck wants to talk about death tax. We'll do that with our guest in just a moment here. Terry and Minot and Lloyd and Botno want to talk about the pet peeve. Have you got one worse than the cigarette fleck?
Yeah, pretty close. Me and my friend, we were traveling down to the Red River to do some fishing, and he was flicking cigarettes out the window on the way there. And well, we get to where the boat launch is, and I check out the back of the boat, and one of those cigarettes fell in between the carpeting and the plastic gas tank of the for the boat, you know. And luckily, it just melted it, but it could have been a lot worse. And I actually caught the state record catfish that weekend. And, you know, it could have screwed things up for me pretty bad.
Yeah, so starting the boat on fire would be the worst pet peeve, but it's from the cigarette fleck, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, that's just a tip of the... I'm sure it could do a lot of, you know, besides fires out in the country, you know, you could blow your boat up.
Well, it's why we're talking about it today, because you got a red flag warning in every corner of North Dakota and creeping into Minnesota as well. Don't do it. Don't do it any day. Good points. Terry Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Yes, the pet peeve I have is the littering part. I do hate people throw the cigarettes off, but I had kids one time just throw a littering up past your window comes a can and one of them storage containers full of stuff. I called the officer, followed them up to the school. They told me, well, they didn't see it happen. So unless you want to testify in court, there's nothing they can do about it. I said, yes, I will testify in court. So she went back to talk to the kids, and they basically made the agreement to pick it up. And I said, well, yeah, you can go pick it up as long as you watch them pick it up. Make sure they do pick it up, and I will drop my charges. But my first pet peeve basically is stepping in water with my socks on.
That's top five.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, I'll give you that top five. Yeah, top five for sure. Yeah,
and my top first. So.
Yeah, anyway. And actually, water is one thing. We have some dogs, and sometimes it's other things you step into, and that really, you know, with the socks, that really, really causes me to just.
I will not do dishes without putting my tennis shoes on.
All right, Terry, thanks for calling. And good for you for pressing charges on it, too. A couple Facebook folks said, Scott said, thankfully someone said it. I see so many drivers throwing their lit cigarettes out. Last night, a cab driver did it on I-94. Oh. It's a me society nowadays. Okay, cab driver on 94, whoever you are, come on.
Yeah, really. You know,
are you listening to the news? High risk for fire danger. Kenny says, Scott, when I'm at the light and I see a cigarette flicker, I jump out, throw it back in the car, and get back in my truck, and then lay on the horn, because by then the light is green. there's somebody bold to take it on. I love it. All right, Pat Wolf is here, Senior Director for Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau. Hey, Pat, nice to have you on the program. How you doing?
I'm good.
Do I have this right? Is the United States House of Representatives actually going to vote on a death tax repeal for the first time in a decade?
That is correct.
What gives? What's finally happening here?
Well, where do we start? Let's start with what happened a few years ago, and that is that Congress did provide some estate tax relief to farmers and ranchers, but really everybody across the country. They raised the estate tax exemption to $5 million a person, $10 million per couple. So when Congress acts, then you have to wait a while until you get another turn. You know, take a number, get to the end of the line. And so estate taxes went to the end of the line. And for the past 5 years, we've been working our way back up to the point where we can press the issue again and have another vote. And so enough time has passed and enough people have never had to vote on estate tax repeal that our friends on Capitol Hill decided it's time to take a vote, find out where people stand, move the ball down the field, and let's see if we can get some additional estate tax relief.
Please. This would be great. Don in Bismarck has a question about this for you, Pat. Go ahead, Don. You're on with our guest, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau today, Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau. Go ahead.
Yes. I hope you do a real thorough job on exposing how destructive this thing is. An operator of a family farm or any business in North Dakota can spend a lifetime assembling land and machinery, and he'll have the thing humming, and then one day he dies. Now, if 40% of that disappears, his inheritors, he won't have enough to work with. It'll be a wreck. And the pitch, of course, for this inheritance tax or death tax, whatever you want to call it, is ability to pay. That's too collectivist for me. But anyhow, I do want to point out in Karl Marx's 10 planks to make a country communist, no right of inheritance. Well, this death tax is nothing more than an arbitrary cut-in level where we scrape away this inheritance. And finally, one thing should be pointed about this thing. It doesn't collect that much revenue. As a way of collecting money, there isn't much there. So the whole thing is a negative. It's kind of cheerless to come on here with her like a wet blanket, but by golly, I hope you keep that lady on. And I'm with that man, I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, Don. Don made a lot of powerful arguments against that. Anything you want to comment on or add to, Pat, from what he's saying?
Well, he made some good points. First of all, he talked about the tax rate, and the estate tax rate is 40%. So anytime a farm or ranch goes over the exemption level, that's $5 million a person, the government gets 40%. Second of all, the caller talked about taking a lifetime to build up a farm. That is true. And when if the tax comes due, the government wants their share. They want the tax in cash. Now, farmers don't usually have a lot of cash sitting around in the bank. They reinvest that money in their businesses and land and equipment. So that's when the forced sale comes into place, because if you owe the tax and you don't have cash in a bank, you don't have many options except to sell off your land or your equipment or your cattle, and that can ruin it for the next generation. I mean, you could sell off enough that the business is no longer viable. So it's the illiquid nature of farm assets that make the tax so harmful to ranchers. Now, I said before that we felt very good about getting a $5 million exemption on the books, but since that happened, since we went up to $5 million, land values have just been growing and growing and growing, so that that $5 million helps some people, but it sure doesn't help as many people as it used to. And we know from the USDA numbers, the latest census of ag that came out in 2012, that if you just look at cropland in North Dakota, that 23% of farms and ranches are over that $5 million exemption level. So there's like a big chunk of agriculture in North Dakota that's over the exemption level and faces this problem about where to come up with the cash to pay the estate tax when a person in the business dies.
Hang on 1 second. We got a call about an accident. Want to get through?
Hi. There looks to be a pretty good car crash on I-94 in Fargo on the west side of the triple decker where they're headed east. There were no police out there yet, so I don't know if it'll start slowing down traffic. I didn't see the crash, but it must have just happened before I drove past.
All right, be careful if you're in that area. We'll keep tabs on that. Thanks for the call. Always appreciate that. John and Grand Forks, Mike at Bismarck with questions for our guest, Pat Wolf from the American Farm Bureau, as we continue talking about a vote this week on the death tax. Stay tuned. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's time to pack up the What's on Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck. $4,000 retention bonus after your first year. One of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Well, a farmer from Monango actually talks about why it's important for farmers to tell agriculture's story and what she's doing to tell her story. Tell us, Val.
In today's world, people are becoming more and more interested in not only where their food comes from, but also want to know how it's raised and why. There are plenty of people out there willing to talk about agriculture, but the story isn't necessarily accurate. We need to be willing to share our farms, our stories, so that we can share the real story of agriculture. That means trials and tribulations, as well as the successes that we witness. I share our farm story on my blog, Wagon Tales, but we all have tools we can use. If we don't speak up, we can't counter the anti-agriculture messages.
Well, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. And every Tuesday, we get a chance to hear what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers. You can find out what is on their mind at ndfb.org anytime, however. ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. All right, continuing our conversation now with Pat Wolf. Today we're talking about the vote that will come this week on the death tax repeal of 2015. And by the way, Pat, the vote in the House is important. And I understand our own Congressman Kevin Cramer is a yes vote, so he's there. Christy Noem, I would assume, in South Dakota, same thing. And do we know where Colin Peterson's at in Minnesota for our listeners just across the border there, or any of the Montana folks?
We know that Colin Peterson has voted for repeal in the House, but we don't know what his vote will be this time. So we're hoping that he will follow suit and continue to vote against the state tax repeal, but I guess we won't know for sure until Thursday how that happens.
It's important. It's really important for people to call their member of the House to get enough votes so this gets some attention and actually some momentum when it goes over to the Senate, right?
Yeah, what you just said is so important, and the person who you talked about telling their farm story had it hit the nail right on the head, too, and that is that members of Congress need to hear from the people back home about how the estate tax benefits them. It helps them decide how they're going to vote. It helps them do the right thing. If they're a yes vote already, it gives them stories to tell their neighbors from other states. So calling Washington or seeing this week, it's important to call Washington, but whenever you see your representatives or senator back in the state, it's so important to bring the estate tax up and tell the story. You ask about what happens next. A good vote in the House is important for so many reasons. First of all, it moves the issue ahead, which is important. If we have a bad vote, then we go backwards and we're playing defense to hold on to what we already have. We're hoping to get a vote in the Senate soon. We had a test vote a few weeks ago. There was a amendment to the budget resolution for a state tax repeal. Now, that's a non-binding vote. It's a test vote, and we had 54 members of the Senate vote to repeal estate taxes in that test vote. So now we need to get the real vote on the Senate floor, one that matters, and a good vote in the House will push the Senate forward. I mean, it gives us an excuse to go up and say, hey, look, the House had this big vote, so now it's your turn. Let's get on with it. So there's many reasons that we need a good vote. One is just to elevate the issue, and the second is to convince the Senate to act, because they're usually a little slower. A
couple minutes left with our guest, Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Mike in Bismarck, your question? All right, Mike, let's get you to turn your sound down on that radio, and I'll come back to you in a second here, okay? John in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, even more reasons to get rid of the estate tax. The biggest problem for family farmers also is if you got, let's say, three kids, one's farming, you know, problem is even greater trying to figure out how to treat the non-farm kids equally. You know, you can end up having to buy out your brother and sister, you know, and the farm's gone again, you know. So, if you know what I mean, you know.
Sure, or so, not even be able to continue just because of the cost.
Yeah, so you got the estate tax, and then it's how do you treat family members fairly. That's even bad enough as it is. So.
Yeah, okay. Any comment on that, Pat?
Yes, because there's another tax that comes into play when one sibling has to buy the other sibling out, and that is the capital gains tax. So if you take your farm or ranch and you split it three ways between your three kids, and the one that stays on the farm has to buy the other two out, then there's capital gains tax involved when land is sold. So there's just no good news about that situation.
Well, actually, no, it's not capital gains. They'd get mom and dad are gone, they'll get stepped up basis.
Right.
But the poor farming guy has to go to the bank and try to borrow the money. You know, so you're talking interest.
I just can't comprehend it at all. Here's a call with a different viewpoint.
I believe the estate tax is fine just the way it is.
All right. Wants it just the way it is. Double taxation's okay with that fella. Not me. Mike in Bismarck, quickly, your comment.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I agree with you that we should have a governor for president, and I like Huckabee, and I like Walker, but my question to you and the guy that I would pick is Governor John Kasich of Ohio.
Oh, another good one. Up against the break, Mike, if you want to hang on, we can tackle that on the other side. Pat, we're out of time. Thanks so much. Keep fighting and keep us posted, okay?
You keep those calls coming to Washington.
All right, we'll make a difference any way we can, and it is one to definitely pay attention to and let them know how you'd like them to vote, folks. Thanks for listening. More coming up. I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.